Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, Cold Peace?
What's going on with it, man? Big P, what it do?
Man, you know what? This song, it seems like no matter what you're going through, if this beat kick on, your day just turned good for no reason.
Man, you ain't lying, man. I, you know, it's crazy that you say that because as soon as it came on, man, I felt a little something go through my bones, man. So
yeah.
I think you're exactly right, man. It kind of got a little pep in my step off that song.
Yeah, it's like as soon as I see it and I hear it, I'm like, okay, well, you know. Literally, I didn't have breakfast with no hog. Didn't get harassed by nobody. It's a good day.
That's it right there, right?
So, except we have this little cat that lives around this complex, and well, it's a neighbor's cat, but I guess it got took by some. Can you hear me?
Whoa! Yeah. Okay. We lost you there for a second, man. Go ahead.
I said, our neighbor's cat got snatched up by some coyotes, I guess.
Oh, man, that's not a good look.
No, you got
a... not a good look at all.
Yeah, that's a sad sight, man. Damn,
yeah,
that's
man.
A sad sight. So, it's been a minute since we talked. We haven't been in sports in a while.
No,
we
haven't.
I'm wondering, what's been going on? Like, with last time we talked, I think we were getting ready. Did we talk since the national championship?
Wow, it's been, we talked since the ship, I'm pretty sure. I think so. Has it been that long? What do you think? Well, you know what? I'll tell you the truth. I don't think we talked since the Super Bowl. And I don't think we talked about the Super Bowl or anything like that. That seems a little closer to the time I remember.
You know, it's been talked about ever since the play.
Right.
You've heard these theories. Now, I'm not doing a conspiracy theory of who they felt. Or, you know, people think that, I guess, the coaches or the NFL, whatever, didn't want Marshawn Lynch to be the MVP. And I'm not going to worry about that unless... you are in the conspiracy theories, but you've seen Pete Carroll over the years make some questionable fourth and one calls, or in this case, the
Correct.
First and goal.
Correct.
Do you think he, and now he's, we all know he's not the only one to ever do it. It's just his just happened to be one on the biggest stage. Yeah. And the second what happened?
I know what you're talking about. Go ahead. I know what you're talking about, though.
Well,
just click. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we see Winnie do it at the wrong time, but it always, when he does it, it's always the option that's the most obvious, not even without a shadow of a doubt. It's, you know, it's not, okay, the Patriots, right, their run game sucked that day. So you can understand if the Patriots were on first and second and goal on the one-yard line, you can see why they might do it. Because even LeGarrette Blount wasn't getting to the line of scrimmage. But come on, man. Marshawn Lynch or in college Reggie Bush, like any other things you can think of?
Yeah, so that's kind of, now that you brought that up, I did just remember hearing that somewhere, too. I don't know if it's ESPN or whatever, but yeah, man, it takes me back to the national championship when he didn't give Lindell the ball, man, on that fourth and one. He did it, I think, twice in that game. He gave it to Reggie, and Lindell had been trucking. So, yeah, and when you bring it up like that, man, you bring it up in that context. Yeah, I mean, that looks like multiple. He's a repeat offender in big game situations, you know. So
we'll see. And that's when I knock down people's conspiracy theory, because I'm like, it's not like he's done this, you know, first time. And it's you know, I don't think he – I think he's more about winning than anything.
Than I agree. That's obvious. That's obvious. He ain't accidentally doing that. He's a winner.
Right.
So what do you call that then? I guess is the question. What do you call that when something like that happens to a coach multiple times? Or I don't know if it's something. I don't even know if you could say it, that it's happened to. I mean, he's made that decision, so you know that's a little strange.
Well, it is strange, it makes you wonder if he's a person that wants excitement. You know, the big dramatic finish. Because you look I mean, just think of Nick Saban, right? Or Les Miles. They don't be messing around at the end of the game. You don't never see I can't think of any time they did a trick play.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
The way that they were grilling Tricky Hickey, you could say that his idea to kick that field goal against Auburn in the Iron Bowl a year or two ago was just as egregious as what your boy did. Nah, that's how they were getting at him, though. I mean, they were acting like it was that serious.
My problem with that is his kicker wasn't that good, especially from that long of range. But we know his thought was...
I'm just talking about just the decision. Just the decision. Well, strictly the decision.
Right. Well, I'm thinking... Well, he said he didn't admit it fully, but he didn't want to go into overtime because he thought they were just going to get smacked up. He was in fear of, you know, they just come back and start running on them if they got the ball in the first, you know, or whatever, in overtime. Which, to me, with that kind of overtime, I wouldn't really have too much fear because you get your chance. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not like you got 100 yards to go back. You start on 25 and so forth, so... In college football, I don't see why you would take certain risks when you know each team gets the ball same amount of time in overtime and so forth.
Right.
But, yeah, he was just so worried about overtime that he was like, you know, I think I better just end it. But as far as that Pete Carroll, I mean, I can't think of, like, Nick Saban – doing trick plays or other than that kick, a super questionable call in that situation. Remember, we talking about 4th and 1.
Oh, I know what we're talking about. I know exactly what we're talking about. I'm just saying, I
do
remember.
Running back.
yeah, for real. So, I just remember that too. And so, yeah, that's questionable, man. I don't know if that's a suspect. For Pete Carroll. But you know what? I'll say this. I'm a Pete Carroll fan. I think that Pete Carroll's great for football, and I think that he gets a bad rap. I don't understand how people can't get down with Pete Carroll, but for some reason he's got that stigma, you know? Either you love him or hate him, seem like, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that it's too bad that it went down like that, because... I'm no Seattle fan. Don't get me wrong, but that's an unfortunate way to lose a Super Bowl.
It's a horrible way.
It's a horrible way. I got empathy for the man.
I feel bad for Russell Wilson because he was the one that had to throw it. He looks like
bad for Russell.
Well, I feel bad because did you see that look? Well, he always got the same look. You know, you never really see excitement out of his face.
Yeah,
but. I saw the video of him talking to the quarterback coach on the sideline after the play, and the dude wasn't really, like, trying to hear him. You know, it was like, hey, dude, cut it off. Or receiver didn't cut through. And you know how, like, when someone's telling you some BS, you just nod and quit looking at him?
Yeah. And he's
that's
just,
what
yeah,
the quarterback coach was like, but I ain't trying to hear you right now.
Yeah, like, you miss me with that bull.
right. He's thinking, didn't I teach you in practice to change the play when you think it doesn't work? All right, that's another thing. Pete Carroll's a great coach. I like him. People I know don't like him. One, either hated USC, or two, don't like that he was able to leave Alton NFL with no kind of penalty, but Reggie Bush got stuck with a whole mess. That's what I know when people don't like Pete Carroll. But
yeah. I could see that, but even with that being said, I mean, somebody got to be the fall guy.
you know, yeah. I mean, you could at least be like, you know, Reggie Bush, I'm going to bring you up to Seattle with me or something to make up for it.
Yeah, you know, they trying to take my man Reggie, trying to take my man's trophy and stuff, bro. What's up?
No, they not trying. They did. He's not in the record.
No, I know. I'm just saying, no, that's cold how they go take the man's trophy like that. We know what we've seen, so.
Exactly.
Can't take that away. You know what I'm saying? They be trying to erase brothers out of history, boy.
They do. So, with that being said, so you know the deflate gate for you listeners. That's when the ball was underinflated, and that is there's a standard in the NFL was a big issue, and a lot of people are talking about Tom Brady questioning his, you know, legacy of Belichick. Now, Jerry Rice was one of them, right?
Yeah.
Now, Jerry Rice came out yesterday and said, I cheated, I used to stick him. Now, people are defending Jerry, like, you know, all kind. You know, when you really idolize, love somebody, cherish, whatever, you kind of make excuses for the bullshit, right? Kind of like Mayweather and Pacquiao.
Yeah, what you mean? Yeah, of course.
Jerry Rice
was
my favorite.
Stars, boy.
Well, you know, Jerry Rice is my favorite. I know, right?
Oh, okay.
Like, no matter what they do.
You know what I'm saying? He can't do no wrong, you know?
Now, my only thing, because someone actually opposed that, and someone said, well, at least he came clean. I'm like, but that's 25 years later. And to me, if you out the game that long, I don't really care what you did, you know, unless you said
exactly. Too late. Yeah, I mean, what the hell?
Right, and people
anyway, bro, you gonna come out some late, like nobody tripping on that.
Yeah,
you know.
So
he didn't even say nothing that matters.
Well, he didn't say nothing. We probably didn't know. I just feel like, to me, you didn't already talk so much shit about somebody, and then to come to say, "Well, I cheated." That. You know, I don't like when people do that. That's like, nobody. He was my favorite football player. You know, growing up, that's who I watched.
And then he's
talking shit about somebody. I'm like, yeah, Jerry. You know, and then all of a sudden he's like, well, I did too. Well, what the fuck? Like, I don't know how to take that. That's not because I wouldn't want nobody to do that to me and stuff.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. Jerry just said, hey.
Yeah,
man, I did it. I mean, I don't know, man. I think it's just all overblown, man. It's just overblown thing we got going on here. We like to try to trip on little stuff like that. I don't care about the stick'em, to tell you the truth. I think everybody used it, and then Chris Carter gonna try to come out and always play the sober judge and come out and and say, oh, well, it is cheating, and he didn't use it. Look, man, he got away with it. Everybody else had the opportunity. This the other thing I don't like. You know, it can't go both ways. It's kind of like the steroids era, right? You got anywhere upwards of 50% of players that was supposedly using it, right? Just on a guesstimate.
Okay.
Now, at the same time, you got to look at, well, they're playing against all these guys that are juiced up, right? Same thing.
Yeah.
So they're playing at an equal level, right?
Right.
And then you also got to look at, though, these other guys had the opportunity to try to jump up with it too, and they just didn't do it.
Well, should they have?
I'm not saying they should all cheat just because some were, but I'm just saying at the same token, you got to get to a point where it's kind of like, it just was what it was. You know what I mean? You can't necessarily condemn all of them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was just something that was going on.
I just thought it was
kind of similar.
Well, it is, but it's kind of like what Carter was saying. Like, you can't talk about somebody else and then be like, well, you know, I did too. And from what I read and heard, that's what he was talking about. Not that he was really on Jerry for cheating. I think he was saying, how you going to call somebody a cheater and then be one yourself? So
exactly. How you gonna be a hypocrite?
Right. You know, I was cool with the other analysts that come on TV and say, yeah, you know, I deflated or, you know, I did this and that. Because they just came out. That's why they didn't really talk shit about nobody. But, you know, that's, I guess, like you said, if half do it, then I guess, you know, I had to tell somebody today who was talking about get off of Brady's back. I said, oh, well, that's interesting you say that. Because he also said get off of Jerry Rice's back. And I wasn't like going hard on him, but then what I do is I be having motives sometimes when I'm talking, right? So he's saying all this. He's like, they were half doing it and they ain't the only ones. I said, all right, a couple years ago you was upset at Barry Bonds and said his record should be wiped out.
He's one of those.
Exactly, but he didn't know I was going that way. Wow. I'm just trying to juice him up, right? Wow. I'm trying to get on the knock off everything negative about Brady and Rice, and he's doing it. He's digging a hole for me, and then I just knock him out the park with that Barry Bonds, and he kind of had to think about it for a second, and then you know he was, then he started talking about how different it is and you know all that stuff. But I mean, like I always say, the Jerry Rice thing, I said there's no different levels to cheating. You cheating. And if you're going to defend one, then you defend them all. Or if you crucify one, you crucify them all. So what does that very bond thing kind of relate to this cheating? I mean, cheating is cheating, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's how I look at it. I mean, you know, cheating is cheating, and that's how you look at it. And you know, that's just the bottom line of it. I mean, unfortunately, it's hard to look at it like that. But, you know, some people, you're looking at cheating as cheating. But then some people look at it even within that, cheating is cheating. Well, you know, if you cheated at all, are you know, is anybody more guilty or less guilty than the other? So, yeah, it's a complicated deal. That's all I know. I just know that, you know, what's in the books is in the books, and they didn't catch it then. I'm just not one for, I like to think it's the statute limitations on all this stuff, especially when we talk in sports, you know, give me a break.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't get them in the act or a few years, you know, after the fact, then, hey, you need to just let it go.
right.
That's how I feel about it. Hey, they beat the system. That happens every day. Some people got to win, you know. So,
right. Well, that's that. Let's talk about the other champions, though. Well, the people in this.
What other champions?
I know. I was going to say. Excuse me. The other championship game, the Ducks and Ohio State. I was going to say the coach of Oregon.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about the game. The coach of Oregon got the 5-year, 17.5, I think, extension. 17.5.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Helfrich.
Is that good?
Good for Helfrich. It's always good to make millions. It's good for Helfrich. I don't know, you know, if it's good for Oregon. I don't know. I mean, I guess you keep a guy who's won, had a couple good seasons for you. That's probably a good thing. I don't know, though, man. I gotta see. We'll just see. You know, he's making pretty good money. We'll see if he's going to continue to win.
So that you don't think that's long or too much of a deal or anything?
I mean, it ain't. It's not like it's a crazy money deal, you know what I mean? He seems like the type of coach that even if it doesn't work out there for some reason, that they'll probably be able to ship him somewhere else, get somebody else to pick up some of the contract, I would imagine. So it probably won't be too bad of a thing.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that's the Stilo on the Stilo brim there. Speaking of the game, though, are we going to get into that? Or why don't you ask me about the winning coach in that game? How about Urban Meyer? I'll give you a little bit on that. And just how great he did to capture his third championship. Wasn't that crazy?
It was because, you know, it's mostly haters that make you think it's impossible. I never thought it was impossible. You know what I mean? Because haters will tell you that. Oh, you know, he had a weak schedule, and when he faces a real team, kind of like they always say when they get to these championship games. And we saw what he
sounds
did here.
Right.
My thing is, kind of like USC, when teams are unsanctioned or not bowl eligible, and they have a lot of sophomores and juniors, and they're winning, and then you know the following year they're going to be eligible, those teams are going to come out playing as hard as possible, knowing that, hey, if we can go, you know, 9-3, 10-2 without bowl eligible, watch next year when we actually make it count. So
that's right. That's right.
I think that year, exactly, didn't they go undefeated last year or 2 years ago when they were not bowl eligible? It was 2 years ago they were not bowl eligible. This is third year there? Or is it second? Or was it last year?
It's
just
second or third year. I believe it's his third. Yeah, it might be his third year. Yeah, I think this was
well,
his third year.
Yeah, so he – I wasn't surprised they made it this far. And, you know, I'll be the first to admit that I did believe TCU had earned that fourth spot, but it worked out. I mean, I did. I mean, because, like, you know, when you and I talk, I'm always going by consistency. Like, if you're going to show this record and put them ranked, then you got to keep them there. You say, well, take the eye test and so forth. So, you know, that's where we always disagree sometimes. But it turned out just as good or better, depending on what you wanted to think.
It did.
So,
I don't see how a person could complain about how it went. Obviously, if you're an Oregon fan, you want to complain, but I'm just going out there and going to get just like my chest about Oregon too, just because we hadn't talked about it. I will go ahead and touch on it a bit, just that I wasn't surprised by the outcome of the game at all. It was what I had predicted before the national championship game, and is what came to fruition. But once again, you know, in the big game, high-powered offense, Oregon niche, couldn't get it done. Just couldn't get it done. And, you know, it just was a another blown opportunity for Oregon, it looks like. And I think, you know, going forward, it's going to be tougher and tougher for them to even get back and get a chance at that again. So,
right.
Just a little too bad for Oregon fans. They got close, but I think that's as close as they're going to get for a while. It's going to be a little
bit. Well, I'm going to disagree because I looked at their schedule next year, and besides, I think they might – we'll give them Utah. They make it competitive. Utah makes it competitive. Well, no, take that back. We don't know who this quarterback – we've never seen him play. We don't know who's going to be their starting quarterback.
No, we don't.
And if he's adjusting. But let's just say they're the same team that they have been in the past. Because they've been doing pretty good consistently.
Why would we do that?
Because we'll do that with any other team. If you know, we won't knock Alabama.
They lose arguably the best quarterback they've ever had in school history. And you don't think they don't take a notch back?
Well, how do we know?
That's a natural progression.
Who was the quarterback before?
It doesn't happen very much that somebody's gonna step in and put up the same numbers that Mariota did. I mean, that's laughable. There's no way. I mean, they would have a guy in the waiting if that was a possibility. They don't even have anybody groomed. I mean, they're going to a D2 school to get a quarterback. So I don't know. I think that may be a little far fetched, but. I guess we'll see. But that team on the other side, boy, they're stacked. They got everybody coming back down there that they need. So, Ohio State, boy, did you look at their schedule? I don't see any L's there.
Really?
Not a lot. No. Never in the Big Ten do I usually fit, but. I mean, not for them,
So you're not going to give Michigan. You're not going to give Michigan any chance.
Oh no, not even close. I'll give Michigan a chance to compete in that game, but I don't think that Harbaugh is going to come in his first year and beat Herb after winning a national championship. Not happening.
Well, looking at their schedule. And they do got a super duper. Well, you know, the only team outside their conference. I'm about to say easy. Like I don't see besides Michigan
super
State.
Duper.
Well,
yeah,
Michigan
State will be
State.
A tough game.
It'll be a tough game. I think Michigan
be
will
a tough
be.
Game.
And those are two games in a row, by the way. The last two games.
Yeah, That's what. Yeah. They were
plus the championship game.
Yeah, right. The championship game.
Well,
that's right.
There's a split east and west, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, I think. Okay, so they win that.
Wisconsin. I wonder how they're looking for next year.
You know, Wisconsin is just always just a team that you got to come prepared for. That's usually the most you get from them. Or didn't they beat somebody this year?
Nah, they got beat down. That's why Ohio State made it in.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the thing. The weeks prior, they were looking strong, so Ohio State got a hold of them, and then, oh, boy.
He said got a hold of them.
Got a hold of them, man. Got a hold of them. Didn't they blank them? Didn't they 59-0 or something like that?
They did
a number on them. I remember that. It was a mollywop, sure.
Yeah, ooh, good Lord, 59-0.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They put it on them, man.
that's what I'm saying. And they thought they was hot mess beating everybody else up. Now you know. Wisconsin's doing a good thing. They got Alabama in their schedule next year.
Right.
So that's good for them to, you know, some of these teams are actually putting up good games out of conference. I saw Oregon got Georgia State. Yeah. I don't think they really think they need a big game anymore, you know.
Well, no, it doesn't benefit you to schedule out of conference like that. We've been over that. It doesn't really benefit you anymore unless you're a team that has a weak conference. You're the only one who's going to gain from that for the most part.
Yeah.
These other teams are good. You know, if you're in a real conference, then your conference will do the work for you. You got to take care of business in your conference. So, and I kind of like that it's that way. I mean, it would be great as fans, if we got to see some better non-conference games and this and that, but at the same time, you know, the risk reward is so high. It's like, man, you can't even afford to play a non conference game, take a chance early in the season. So
right.
Yeah. So.
I don't even know if this is a topic we should talk about. You let me know if it's a non-topic, but earlier I mentioned, before the show, I mentioned that Texas football player has been arrested for murder of a person he was dating that ended up a man. Like, how does that take its toll as a football player? You know, the world assumes football players are, you know, super mean, tough, aggressive, the most macho of them all. Like, does that ever, to me, that's how any man would be, but, you know, now with the way the world is, if you say what you would do in that situation, all of a sudden, like, so I said, man, if that was me, you know, which it wouldn't be, because I don't think I could have got that far. 2 weeks is a long time, but it would have been a lot of slow singing. It would have been a lot of slow singing and flower bringing. And
someone said you athletes
preach hate and violence, and I said, hate, definitely not. Violence, maybe, but there's no hate in that situation, because I never said I go out and beat up all she-males. I'm talking about I'm not cool with some female or female impersonator, you know. Like, if you can't say right off back that you dating, I don't even know what to say, because I feel bad for both people, but definitely this football player.
He feel bad for both people?
Well, you don't want to, because the dude is dead. That's why.
The
person he was dating is dead.
The thing. So that's a trip. Yeah, I don't know, man, what to say on that. That's an unfortunate situation, you know. But that's just, you know, that's just another one of the domestic type situations that can happen, you know. Anything can happen, man. It's just, you know, It's kind of crazy. You didn't expect nothing like that to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, well, he could have just pulled the Danny Bonaduce. I don't know why he had to go all the way with it.
That's hilarious.
I guess, you know, he was in a film. That probably had to be a lot to take on, you know. Probably be a lot to find out.
Well, so, it is. I mean, and I, you know, it's just more reasons to make sure you're careful in this world, no matter what you do. You can't just go, you know, that's a long time. 2 weeks?
He just wants y'all to be careful. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, because, like,
if anything,
I'm
be careful out there.
I don't know about 2B, right? But when I, the first time.
Oh, you don't? You should, no. No.
You didn't know where I was. Let me finish before.
Okay, I was going to say, what you don't know about me, partner?
No, what I was going to say is, like, the first time, I get, you know, it's called make out or kiss, whatever y'all do, right? The first time you do that, my hand reaction, not even my thoughts.
Oh, yeah, we not gonna do this.
Yeah, we are. Okay,
oh,
we won't do it.
Go ahead.
So, like, when I'm with a girl, right, my first thing to do, my hand's natural reaction is to go right to her crotch, right, just grab it. I don't know why. That's just what it is. It's kind of like basketball. You got a natural reaction.
Straight. Yeah, okay.
You know, just to grab a handful, you know, just to grab it, right? I ain't saying you got to put your hand down her pants, up her skirt. You just going to grab. And I don't, like, do people not do that? Is that, like, over-aggressive? Not Christian-like.
Oh, I don't know, man. You asking me some stuff. I can't even call what you're talking about right now, partner. He said, is it over-aggressive?
I mean, you know, your hand might get moved anyway, but you might as well go down there and get a check first.
Wow. This guy, he just came all the way on. Yeah, man, I guess that's on you, you know, I don't know.
What would you do? I guess I don't know you then, partner.
Well, he said, oh, yeah, man. He said he wanted to go get a quick check, quick swipe.
I don't know if it's a check. It's just like, you know, you just go down there and say, what's up? And, Lord,
make
I don't
sure
know.
Everything's okay.
Make sure
everything's
you know,
so far.
I guess, yeah, that'd probably be it. I don't think that was the reason why I did it first, but it is nowadays, especially, like, you know, some of these ethnicities, they got these dudes that are, like, fatigued and purposely walk around.
Some of these, did you just say some of these ethnicities? Like, which one are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't even know. I might call the wrong one out by accident. So we just go.
Oh, okay.
Right. I may say one and, you know, call us and be like, that ain't our people. Yes, it is. And they know it, too.
Oh, okay.
But, you remember, matter of fact, you and I took a few classes together. Do you remember the class on when they were talking about people being put in prostitution, sex slave and stuff?
I mean, nah, not right off top, but... You know, sound like something that I could have been privy to at some point.
Yeah, it was in one of our classes, but, you know, some of them people there, they was like, yeah, they just take these boys or young men that look like that can pass either way and be setting up shop. And I'm like, man, it's a cold world out there.
Oh, yeah, it's cold out there, man. It's cold out there for sure. That's not a good look. At all.
It's not. It's actually offensive. But, you know, there are people out there that want that, so to each his own.
Yeah.
I mean,
so what you
we
are,
don't
so,
even know. Huh?
What's that? Now, go ahead.
I see, because it also makes you wonder if this dude really knew about it and just thought he could keep it a secret.
Never know. It's going to come out. It's all going to come out in a trial.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm waiting on this Aaron Hernandez trial, though, man. I've been trying to get on that. For some reason, they're not showing it. Usually, they show these type of trials. you know?
They really do, and that was interesting because I also looked for it on some of these shows I used to watch, but, yeah, it's not on. But
yeah, man, I'm sitting up there looking at Aaron Hernandez's baby mama. She's not sick. she's going to have to testify.
Oh, she going to testify against him or for him, hopefully. And
they got her.
Not...
I mean, nah, she in a tough spot because she don't have to, but then she get held in contempt because she got immunity for something. But now that means they can hold her in contempt. So she go to jail if she doesn't testify. But then again, if she testifies, you know, that'll pretty much sink homeboy. So.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. So, that's horrible.
Yeah,
see?
Like that.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's a woman's jail. I've seen Orange Is the New Black. She should be able to make it right.
I mean, I can't really even speak on if somebody should be able to make it in jail or not. I mean, that's all on your personal. You know what I'm
it's
saying?
A woman's
I guess
jail.
What you can handle, I guess. So. But,
I bet she's thinking he probably ain't gonna get out anyway, so I might as well just go on to testify. I mean, this case is looking real bad for him. Real bad.
He might probably get life though. He'll probably get life. They're gonna throw the book at him too if they can.
Why can't professional athletes, now, you know, like we said, we talked about it, you saying people are people no matter how much money they make, what they do as a career, but why can't they just play their game, go out once in a while and sit down?
Because they people, man, because you just answered the question, bro. You just answered the question because they people, man. They got to do what they got to do. People got to live.
People with careers want to keep they,
people's
you know.
People, man. People's people. That's why. Because that means people do things, you know, in this life. People do things. So it just happens like that, you know. The crazy part about it is it's amazing that he made it as far as he did, if you think about it, in the big scheme of things. Everybody acts like it's some huge blunder that, oh, wow, it's such a big surprise. It's a surprise because he made it as far as he's made it. But from every account that you could tell about the dude, he probably shouldn't have made it as far as he's made
it. Right.
You know? And so it's sad because it's a kid involved in all that, you know, and the dude died or whatever, but it's just a trip.
Right.
What you think about the, about little Bobby Christina, man?
I think, first of all, Bobby and Whitney had too much money not to be giving that girl some braces.
You going to talk about that girl and she dead? For real? You a heartless bastard. You know that? Who raised you, nigga? Huh?
She's not dead.
You
going to
talk about that girl and she laid
She's
up on
dead.
Her deathbed like that? That's a damn shame. Yeah, you going to hell. So...
Why you over there laughing?
You know.
Why you laughing?
Why you gonna talk about? Why you gonna talk about that girl? She laid up there.
Am I lying?
That's cold, man.
Have
some respect, man, for the family. Have some respect, man. You need to show some respect.
V, am I lying?
Hey, man. Like I said, have some respect for the family.
All right, cool. That's all I need
and
to know.
And act right.
Good. I'm glad you said that. Because you would tell me straight up if I was wrong, but
now I know how you get down. But,
respect for the dead. That's a Christian-like comment right there, and I'm not Christian.
I said respect for the family is what I said. I didn't say respect for the dead.
Oh, okay.
See? You know, get
anyway.
You on right what I was talking about. Anyways, what?
I watched something today, and Bobby said she wasn't off life support, but first of all, that's just horrible. I guess, you know, this is, I think her mom, is this when Whitney passed, like 2 years ago, around this week?
Yeah, on the Grammy, on the night before the Grammy, two, three years ago.
You know, it's just, death is tragic, but I don't, you know, it sounded like she was having issues with her boyfriend who was trying to milk the money from somewhere, and because of her age, it just, she didn't have a good.
It's a lot of rumors, man. We should just be.
Yeah. I just feel bad. I do feel bad that. And I,
okay,
know.
That's good. I'm glad you came on for that. That's good.
I think
it's a sad situation, man. I hate to see it like go down like that. And I think it's. I'm actually kind of feel bad for Bobby, man, just because I feel like I know what the whole Whitney thing went down. They kind of been blaming Bobby for all of this a long time. And I just kind of feel like, man, you know, that dude's probably. He's probably on one right now, so, you know.
Yeah.
And so, sad situation. I thought it was going to be kind of a hoax type thing where she came out of it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I kept thinking that, and then it didn't happen, so.
Well, you know, speaking of Grammys, this is another conspiracy thing, and you tell me what you think, because...
You got a lot of conspiracies today, man. Yeah.
Well, that's because people be messing with me. Because when you say you don't like conspiracies, it seems like they throw them at you every weekend.
Sound like they got you on the hook.
Well, you know, I'm like, okay, the 9/11 thing, it was terrorism.
We're not going to do that.
No, I'm not going into it, but I'm saying when I said terrorism and I left it at that, then people keep coming at me with all this other stuff. And I'm like, I don't want to be thinking all about that stuff every weekend. So Black History Month, a lot of people start to care less and less about it now. And some of the brothers that care less, one of them said, okay, you got the Grammys, Super Bowl. What else happens this month? There's a lot of events going on this month, and nothing really celebrates Black History Month. You got breast cancer, you got all these other ones that are raised during football and sports and TV, but someone said, you know, it's not like the NFL during, you know, the few days in February, they don't mention anything about Black History Month when they're the majority of the football league. But we do talk about, is it breast cancer?
Breast cancer, all that stuff.
Right. Well, you don't have to wear pink, but, you know, they encourage it, I should say. Does any of that ever cross your mind?
I mean, not really. You know, it is what it is. It doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, should they talk about it more? Possibly, but at the same time, I tell you the truth, man, I just think it's where we're at. I don't think people even really care that much, to tell you the truth. It's kind of like when they do for basketball, and they do the celebrate Hispanic heritage, and you got the Los Bulls and the teams and stuff.
Los,
I mean, at the end of the day, man, it's kind of, I feel like, you know, it's kind of all contrived anyway. You're taking away from it, trying to blow it up, you know, more than it is. And I don't think people really are even that aware or care that much about it. So whether they should or not, that's a different subject, but, you know.
Yeah, and I forgot to mention. So this is your weekend every in the month of February: Super Bowl, Grammys, All Star Weekend, and the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you get everyone to ignore Black History Month.
That's true. Smart. Yeah, makes sense to me.
So now you see what I'm saying about conspiracy. You try to avoid it when someone hits you with some things that make you go, you're like, damn.
Yeah. Nah, man, hey, and a lot of those things that you'll see them online and people hit you with them and email them to you and things like that, a lot of those things can hold some weight, man. I mean, you know, it's you know, it's a lot of information out there, and the way that it's put together and presented to you, it can definitely make you think about things a little different. So.
Yeah. It is, you know, every once in a while it's cool, but if you agree and say, oh yeah, then they won't stop saying conspiracy, or they want to go in depth, and I'm like, no, I'm pretty good forgetting stuff, and my memory, I'm working on it, so I don't want to remember that. I want to remember names first. But so here's something coming up. Justin Bieber, love, hate, or don't care about him?
What's that again?
Justin Bieber.
Uh-huh.
I said love, hate, or don't care about him?
Don't care.
All right. Now, he has a roast coming next month, and Kevin Hart is the MC. You and I talked about
it. Why are they
Kevin
roasting
Hart.
Him already?
I think it's his 21st birthday. No, I was, and by the way, I thought the same like you. I was like, I thought we were supposed to do that when your career ended.
Yeah, I thought you had to have. Yeah, I thought you had to have like. It's almost like a lifetime achievement anymore. I mean, you've been around enough for people to even make fun of enough. I mean, that's crazy.
It is because I think
they just roasted anybody now, huh?
You know, people need Comedy Central or whoever's hosting it is. Oh, man, I don't know. I mean, I like roasting shows, you know. But I thought, like, you know, I'm like, man, didn't he? I said, what is he getting? I guess he just turned 21 or something. So.
Who?
Justin Bieber, he just had a birthday or something.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess, or it's coming
damn,
up.
Damn,
I guess
that could have been at his party.
Word. Floyd Mayweather would have been there. Hey, why? Oh, here's speaking of Floyd Mayweather, he bought. I think his name is Isaiah Thomas, the point guard. I think he was on Phoenix last. He bought him some new $80,000 car, like a Bentley or something. Now I don't know about you.
Okay.
Or, I don't know. It's an $80,000 car. Maybe it was $116,000. It was something more than you know, excessively high. But why? Why is that a problem, what Mayweather do with his money? Like, why would someone else be upset he bought another grown man a car? Now, one of my boys said it best. He said, niggas will be niggas. Men will be men. You decide what side of the line you're going to stand on. Because if you want to buy your boy a car and you got that kind of money, it's just like if you and I was out and I bought you a Rolex for your birthday. I don't know. You know, just throwing out something random.
Yeah,
you
know, it's nothing
for your
birthday. It's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with that at all. And you know what? I'll go a step further and say that if that's really your boy and you got the means to do it, you ain't got to buy him a car. But on another level, you should do that every once in a while. Dude should do that every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, show a little appreciation. Just show some love sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Give somebody something. One of your close homeboys that you're good with. I think that's a great thing to do. And then stop watching other people's pockets, man. On the real. Let that man live and spend his money how he wants to. If he wants to snort up his nose, let him do it. That's his money. Mine, yours. We need to get off that, you know?
We really do.
That's funny, though. But he bought him a new ride. Well, that's cool. I got to get some more friends like Mayweather's, man. So, you know. Maybe I can get one of them rides that they're giving away. That's what's
up.
Don't hesitate, man. I'll take it. And don't feel weird about it. It you know, even on a smaller scale, if it ain't a car, if it's something you feel like you want to, you know, give me or buy for me, just feel free to do it, man. Don't be limited by, you know.
No matter what it is.
Anything. Yeah, man. Go ahead.
It can be anything.
I don't have to take it, but you could buy it.
I'm like, I agree with you. Like, he just, I mean, it was a gift. Like, I was trying to ask the dude. He never did answer. I'm like, is there a cost to the gift that you don't like? Or is it the type of gift? Or is it that you couldn't do that for somebody? Like, what really made you upset or talk about what he bought somebody else? Like, you know, I was trying to, I knew the money had to be the first thing. Because if.
Always the money.
If $86,000 is nothing to you, you're not going to be thinking like, man,
nothing
I can't afford
him.
This car. Let me get a moped.
It's nothing to him. He pays that, and he pays that much in juice on one bet that he made that he misses. You know, 10% on the juice, $1 million bet. You do the math. He's paying that much on one bet. So $86,000 to Mayweather, it's like $86 to us. So. But yeah, man. Speaking of that, are they gonna fight or what, man? Come on, you're a resident boxing expert. What's up, bro?
You know,
fight or not?
I'm gonna leave it. You know, let's go back a little bit to when was 2009 and 2010 when you used to come up here. We stopped at the barbershop. We was doing everything we can to defend Mayweather. You know, not hardcore like today, but we was like, nah, Mayweather, he know he gonna fight him and, you know, Pacquiao, this and that. And then slowly over time, we like, damn, he might be lightweight bullshitting. And
yeah,
the other, we did do a show, as a matter of fact, a couple weeks ago, because I talked about what Max Kellerman said, that he didn't believe Mayweather wanted to fight Pacquiao on May 2nd. He was just trying to clear that date because he knew if he did fight, no one else would fight that weekend or even around it. So, you know, a lot of people questioned when I said that. And I'm thinking, at first, they had me fooled. I heard them talking. I guess they were talking at a basketball game. And there's a video of him in a
hotel
room.
Hotel meetings and stuff, man. Yeah, they pumped me up with all this stuff. I can't believe I let them do this to me every time, too. I don't know why. I feel like a trick sometimes, man. I feel like a male groupie sometimes, and it's a sick feeling. But it's like when it comes to this thing, they get me hyped, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like
I don't
understand why I continue to let them get me pumped up about it. Every time I'm like, nah, I ain't even gonna, until it happens, I ain't even gonna. So yeah, man, that's yeah.
Well, you know why you get excited? Because I don't know. We're not as excited for the fight. I'm going to tell you, you're not as excited for the fight. You just want to get this mess over with, have Mayweather whoop his butt however he's going to do it, and then shut up all those people that said he was scared, that he couldn't take a punch, all this other stuff that people, because in my mind, I'm trying to tell people, we've seen Mayweather take a punch. The difference between him and other fighters is he's not taking that same punch again. He don't get hit and then just start swinging, you know, hoping he gets you back like a lot of fighters do, get punched drunk. Or he don't expose himself, which is why you don't see him go in, attack you. And then he knows that at any time, some of those fighters are good at getting hit, and then just catching you off guard with a cross or uppercut. And we know that when Mayweather fights Pacquiao, we don't know. We assume that he'll make it just like he's done any other fighter, where you got about four rounds to do your best, and then after that, it's pretty much a sparring drill for Mayweather. And you just want to set a lot of people up, right?
Right. I mean, you know, I can't even call it. I don't even know what to say. I'm just some lost words with this. You know, I don't know what it is anymore.
I think that's what it is. I think it's
posturing? Is it all for the all theatrical? It can't be. The play can't go on this damn long, man. At some point, somebody got to, you know, yell action. You know, I mean, it can't be. This is crazy.
See, look, like, here's the difference, and going off of what you said about people going to be who they are, rich or poor, you know, sport or celebrity or not. The kind of person I am and the athlete I was, I want to take on the best. Me and Pacquiao would have fought, you know, after he fought Marquez the second or third time. We would have had that fought by now. Now, that's just me because money is not that kind of concern to me, knowing that Mayweather still was making a lot of money. So, assuming I still would have been making the money as Mayweather, me and Pacquiao would have had that fight, maybe two. But we would have had that fight, and I would have set people up and be like, I told y'all, don't be just throwing people names. They can't hang with me. And I probably would have went up in weight class because I like to play the best. When I played basketball, I wanted to play the best center. You know, even if I won or lost, I wanted to go up against them. Now, let's go to the business side of it. Like I said before, had Mayweather fought Pacquiao 6 years ago, five or four, every fight since then, he wouldn't have made as much. Because he's losing money each fight. He definitely would have lost most of that over time, right? Because you'd have been like, okay, he's fighting Guerrero. Who is that? I don't care. I'm not paying for that. My the first one because Maidana had power. But the second one, you would be like, I'm not paying for that. Mosley was slower and older. We wouldn't have cared about that. Cotto, I knew was slower. He's aggressive, but I knew he wasn't going to keep up with Mayweather after a while.
Not even close. Yeah, it was, like I said, I mean, that machine, you got to give it to the money team. The way that this thing has been marketed, and now we're down to the end here, it's worked out brilliantly. It's going to work out again. It's just amazing that that's what it's come to with boxing. I mean, boxing is just man, can't even give the people what they want.
There's two reasons people can't get what they want. I know people think fighters are scared to get knocked out. I kind of believe that for the most part, but I think people are looking for longevity, because when you get into a pro sport, you assume it and you're hoping you can go as long as you can, you know. And
yeah,
as we've seen with some of these boxers we grew up or we saw highlights of, none of them look normal at this age, you know, once they hit 40 or 50. You start seeing, you know, Tommy Hearns, Frazier, Muhammad. We see all these mental health issues. To me, they're scary. I don't want to be alive through all that, personally. That's just me, though. So I think that's stuff that boxers may be looking at when they start thinking, man, if I go in there just throwing gloves, because I was watching classics the other day, and these dudes, they look like these street brothers you see walking around out of jail. And they just went in there and fought. They had little gloves, little swords, and they just went in there and chunked them. And they were strong, big muscles upper body. But now it's like, I'm going to throw some back up. But is that a concern of yours if you was a boxer, you know, thinking about what happened to these past boxers?
I mean, not any of these guys we fight, they don't take no damage, they ain't took no damage. So, it can't be a concern. These dudes, they get done like that. I mean, don't nobody ever, the worst one I seen was, what's the Tijuana cat? What's his name? Got beat down by, and he got punished by Pacquiao. He was in the hospital the next couple of days.
He got punished by Pacquiao?
His name. By Pacquiao, yeah, man. He had broken bones in his face. He's from Tijuana. What's his name, man? I forget anyway. But that's been the most damage the most damage that they've not Marquez. That's been the most damage that they've taken, man, and I don't think it's Marquez, but they need to lighten up some gloves some, man, in the welterweight division too.
In all divisions except heavyweight, you know, huh?
Yeah, and heavyweights are slinging it. So,
well, hopefully next time we catch up, we will have some new details. It's All-Star weekend, so we may not. But, yeah, man, it was good to be back on the show. And y'all know this was a warm-up. We had to dust off the mic. Yeah, so we'll catch you guys again next Tuesday. NBA All-Star weekend. Peace.
Holla. Speaking on the homies.